researchers have admitted that it's about $120,000 of joy to your family. I mean, is this real?
It is real. It's real. Would I tell you something that's not real, Sean?
No, you've never had it.
Okay, so it's real. And it was economists that did this study. So that's how they came up with creating the number. It was actually 70,000 pounds. So my conversion came out to 120,000 Canadian.
Well, you know, I know myself, the value of having a pet since little Gizmo went to doggy heaven, the family has not been the same. We miss that little joy. That 6 pounds of joy every day, but I'm not at that stage yet to add another dog to the mix just yet. But I know the value that my little guy, Gizmo, brought to the family.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what most people say, is that their pet brings lots of joy. And now with new research, we know just how much joy. So there's other research as well. So University of Kent highlighted that pets, whether they are cats or dogs, they significantly enhance life satisfaction. And that's because they offer this emotional support that's much like human relationships. They foster this sense of companionship and overall well-being. And that's where findings about a pet bringing as much joy to that having a spouse come in. So if you don't have a spouse, this research shows that you can have a pet and you feel equally as happy.
Okay, Julie, so we've heard about the psychological benefits, right? But now I'm interested about the monetary value and what we can assign to this happiness boost.
Yeah, that part is interesting, right, Miriam? Because economists, what they did is they tried to quantify how happy things make us, and they were looking at animals. So marriage, for example, increases happiness by about $129,000 Canadian dollars. Again, this is my conversion. Mm-hmm. Because it was a British study. And while owning a pet, particularly a dog, can provide a similar emotional fit, and that was valued at $120,000 Canadian. So they're pretty close in terms of where that joy comes from.
Well, we know that, I mean, I'm not a cat lover. I'll tolerate a cat, but I'm not like a huge cat lover. They scare me because of childhood trauma with my Aunt Lois on Kelly Street in Barry's Bay and the two Siamese cats with no fur that has screwed me up for the rest of my life. But I do know dogs are different. Like, they'll run to you. Cats don't run to you at the door and jump on your leg. And,
no, they do not.
Dogs do that.
They do that. Yeah, there is a difference, but many people love their cats. And so it really depends. Even when we talk about like emotional support animals, I have people who have dogs that I see, and then I see people who have cats, and they don't call their cats emotional support, but they provide that emotional support.
Doctor, we have therapy dogs, not therapy cats.
Well, I think that I've seen some cats do some, or heard about some cats doing some pretty helpful things for people. But I think if we can agree that all pets provide this companionship, this support, that we can understand how they reduce hormones like cortisol, right? So this is what leads to that lower blood pressure and just this calmer outlook on life. Now, you might not feel like that when they're jumping on your bed at 5 a.m, but, overall. Yeah. And the physical act of stroking a pet, and that's where the cats and dogs come in, that also triggers endorphins, which boost mood and reduce symptoms of depression.